Reading a poem out loud is really central to my crafting process. Once I have a draft, I really depend on my ear to guide me in revision. In fact, every time I change something, even half a line, even a single word, I have to read the poem out loud again to see how I feel about it. You learn things about the poem this way, I think. How different parts of the poem are or are not working together, where the rhythm's wrong. I know some poets who believe that when something's said just right, it will sound just right, and I think there's something to that. But also I think that getting something to sound just right will actually help you say the thing in just the right way. Sometimes sound is one of the primary forces that helps me find and reveal the meaning of a poem. Final Haven Island is a poem like this. It works in syllabics and with a lot of meticulous repetition, and by shifting those repetitions across lines and sections. In this poem you get, I hope, the sense of the setting, a small island off the coast of Maine, all that sea and rolling fog, through the sound, through the way it echoes in your ear.